Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 23rd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Since we last spoke on Tuesday, Apple has announced new Apple Watch bands days before actually releasing them, which is clearly a move to make room for strictly educational news next week. The spring 2018 update includes three new colors of sport band, four new colors of woven nylon, four new colors of sport loop, and three new colors of classic buckle. Apple is also offering three colors of Nike Sport and five colors of Nike Sport Loop in total, which will be sold separately for the first time later this month. Apple is also introducing new colors of the Apple Watch Hermes bands, all of which will be available to purchase from Apple.com and in select Apple stores by the end of this month. And today, KGI Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has issued a new report that predicts Apple Pencil shipments will double this year from around 4 million last year to around 9 million this year. That's because Kuo believes it's likely that the cheaper iPad, introduced next week at Apple's education event, will work with the Apple Pencil. KGI predicts the iPhone will eventually work with the Pencil as its screen becomes larger, but not this year. To date, Apple has only offered Pencil support from iPad Pros, including the 9.7, 10.5, and both 12.9-inch models. Apple has also signaled that it will not be streaming next week's event, at least not live. We've expected Apple won't be live streaming its educational event based on what we've heard and how there's no landing page being promoted for the event. And now an update to the events app on Apple TV further confirms that there will be no live stream. The good news is the event app does promise that the event will be viewable shortly after it concludes, but you will want to tune in to our live blog for the latest news out of the event on Tuesday, as 9to5 Mac will be in Chicago covering the event in person. And with that being said, we'll be back on Monday from Chicago. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening.